fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 27th day of November, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. There's no really breaking headlines here at Drudge Report. I usually start out first thing, some headlines about the pleas going on, the ongoing drama of the make-believe fantasy Russian collusion investigation. It is make-believe and fantasy because after more than a year, we're looking at a year and a half, there's been no evidence of any collusion between the Donald Trump campaign and the government of Russia. Copper tip of the day. I encourage all of you to work on your physical conditioning. Typically, around this time of year, people are making what's called New Year's resolutions. Frequently, those include some health concerns that people want to work on, possibly lose weight, maybe in some few cases gain weight. Regardless, physical conditioning is and should be a matter of year-round concern, not just something we think about as we get towards the new year. We're going to have open lines this first hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. Second hour, we'll have Leon Green with us, unless he's off doing some adventure training, which happens a lot. Leon's a pretty busy guy. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're down to the last 4 weeks of the year, and it will be 2019 here in just over 4 weeks, barely over 4 weeks. Been an interesting year for myself. I've had a couple of interesting speaking engagements. Been to Dallas, Texas twice. Look forward to more speaking engagements this coming year. And look forward to continuing here with Republic Broadcasting with this daily radio show. It's certainly been an interesting part of my life to do this and visit with all you folks for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. My website will be once again undergoing changes in about 2 weeks. Our target date is the 15th of December, which we may or may not make. It's just a date that is a target date to launch another new and improved version of the libertyman.com. So we shall see. Let's see what we got here. And that is my website, thelibertyman.com. First thing that comes up is the Navy map. People want to see this map. They do. And I certainly understand it and appreciate it. The way this map came into being is important. Now, many people, let's back up a bit. I didn't write this down, but about 5 or 6 years ago, someone posted on the internet a copy of Gordon Michael Scallion. He's a fairly well-known psychic. A copy of his map of North America, showing new coastlines, as being the Navy map. I don't know who did that. I do know it's not the Navy map. I also know that when I began my project to recreate the real Navy map, I did in fact start with Gordon Michael Scallion's map just to have a beginning point, which I didn't have a beginning point. So my friend I'd had lunch with, this was the summer of 2008. It was 2008. And I got together with him with Scallion's map, and I said, let's take this map and revise it to conform with the classified Navy map that you saw in the briefing in 1985. He says, okay, John, we'll do that. So he made revisions to Scallion's map. The starting point with Scallion's map was important, and Scallion's map from the Rocky Mountains east is actually fairly accurate. Scallion's map from the Rocky Mountains west is not close at all, according to all the Navy veterans that I've interviewed. So my friend and I made the first revisions to recreate the Navy map that's been shown in these briefings going back to 1979. I'm not going to trace it back any further, I'm pretty sure. It was only a few weeks later that I had a phone call from a friend of mine. He was at the time a college professor teaching international relations. And he says, John, would you come and do a lecture to my class on terrorism? I said, sure, I'll do that, down in Rolla, Missouri. So I show up at the appointed time, and without my knowledge, there was another presenter on the same topic, a retired intelligence officer from one of our military services. So we did our presentation to the college students. My friend, the college professor, said, let's all go to a local pizza place and have some pizza. So I said, sure. So all four of us, would be myself, the college professor, the intelligence officer, and his wife, we went to this pizza place in Rolla, Missouri. Four of us sitting at a four-top table. The intelligence officer sitting directly across from me, his wife sitting next to me, and my friend, the college professor, sitting across from the wife of the intelligence officer. So we're getting to know each other, enjoying our pizza, and during our conversation, I found out that this man had done a three-year tour of duty with the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps. It's pretty common, especially after the debacle that happened at Grenada, when we invaded Grenada to liberate the college students there and liberate the place from communism. It's pretty common for military services to trade officers back and forth so that they can understand each other's culture, because during the invasion of Grenada, the four services could not even talk to each other. Their cultures had grown so far apart since Vietnam. So we're having our, once I'd found that out, I had to ask the question. I said, are you aware, tell me what you know about the rising ocean levels? So before he can speak up, his wife sitting next to me, she speaks up. She says, John, we're at the Pentagon. It's our last duty assignment. We needed to pick a place to retire. We picked the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks because of rising ocean levels. Okay, now once I knew that, I asked him if he would meet me for lunch at a local hamburger place, Steak and Shake, there in Rolla, Missouri. The following week, he agreed to do so. I brought my wife with me. I brought the map with me. And he made the second revisions on that map to recreate the map that he saw in the classified briefing he attended. Now, keep in mind, these men were working from memory, and memories are fallible. But they were doing the best they could. Many, or I should say, most of the Navy veterans, submarine veterans I've met because I was teaching concealed carry training in Missouri. So it was only another few weeks later that I had a retired submarine officer in my class. He's since deceased from cancer, and these submarine veterans have way too much cancer from exposure to radiation. And he agreed to meet with me and make the third and final revisions on the map that's on my website at thelibertyman.com. Now, when my homepage first comes up, the map is by itself, and then in a few moments, there's a video that pops up and superimposes itself. But if you scroll down a little bit farther, you'll see the second tier of tiles. You'll see U.S. Navy flood map. Just click on that, and the whole thing will pop right up there for you. So he made the third and final revisions on that map, the map that's on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, the map that's on my Prague presentation, where I was in Prague, Czech Republic, July of 2017, and received the Prague Peace Prize at that event. The map is very foundational. It's very important. It really is. It helps people come to an understanding of what's coming, the same understanding that the U.S. government has had at least since 1979 with this kind of clarity. The evidence I've seen is that they've probably known about it since the early to mid-1950s. Our project of locating images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, in movies and TV shows goes back to the mid-1950s, 1954, 1955, magazine articles also. But I do know that the U.S. Navy began their classified briefings in 1979, not quite 40 years ago. It'll be 40 years ago next year. How do I know that? Well, it's funny you should ask. One of our listeners, we call him Phil from Montana. He's called in here. He might be listening this morning. Good morning, Phil from Montana, if you're listening. He ordered one of my DVDs, the first disc, and he watched it, and he called me up. This was 2009 when he watched this DVD. He calls me up, and he says, John, I watched your DVD. I said, okay. He says, John, I've seen that map on there before. I said, really? He says, yeah, really. And he goes on to tell me the following. He says, I was a young sailor. It was 1979. I was in New Orleans doing work there in New Orleans. And I got an assignment to set up a briefing room for flag rank officers, admirals, on a Saturday morning. He says, John, admirals don't do Saturday morning briefings. So his job was to set up the tables, the chairs, the sound system, the light system, and so forth. He said, on the map, on the wall was your map with these markings on it, your map, the Navy map. He says, I didn't know what that map meant. I wasn't allowed to be in a briefing room. He said, John, the admirals show up. They're all smoking cigars, telling jokes, inquiring about each other's families. They went into the briefing room, which was guarded by an officer. He says, John, they never do that. They always have a petty officer, chief petty officer, guarding the door. This time they had an officer guarding the door. When the briefing was over, he says, John, these officers came out of there. There were no more cigar smoking, no more joke telling. They all looked like their puppy dogs had died. They had just gotten one of the first briefings. That was 1979. There was a 6-year gap between 1979 and 1985, when I have confirmed that the enlisted personnel in the submarine corps started getting these briefings also. Now, you may wonder why. Why is it the submarine corps that was doing this? Well, the submarine corps is almost a service unto itself. They got their own uniforms. They don't wear the uniforms the rest of the Navy wears. They've got their own uniforms. Their dress uniform is a black uniform, very sharp uniform. Once you're in the submarine corps, you basically stay in there your entire Navy career. You don't associate with the surface fleet. You don't talk to the surface fleet men and women. You have nothing to do with them. Same thing with the officers, for the most part. It's a very unique culture. Very unique. Now, these are very bright men and now, unfortunately, women, unless they've lowered the standard, which I hope they have not. The lowest IQ to be considered to be on a crew of a submarine is 120, and they go up from there. These are very bright men and women, very bright, very high standards for being accepted for training. The training itself is very tough, and it needs to be. You're going to be a couple hundred feet underwater for half a year at a time. You better have all your I's dotted and T's crossed. One person making one mistake could mean death for everybody. That's how critical it is for each member of a submarine. So they take care of their own. I don't know for a fact, but my belief is that this is part of the inherent culture of the submarine corps, that they look out for each other, and the officers wanted to make sure their men were safe now and in the future. And here's what they were told. Gentlemen, during your lifetimes, not your children's, not your grandchildren's, during your lifetimes, these oceans will come out of their banks, flooding all areas worldwide. And when it comes time to retire, you just might want to choose one of the known safe havens indicated on this map as a place to retire to, which of course includes the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. It also includes some areas up there in Montana and Wyoming, which, in my opinion, are way too close to Yellowstone, but maybe they didn't know about Yellowstone being a supervolcano back then. I don't know. Winters are pretty harsh up there also. Now, there's part of Montana called the Banana Belt, which has fairly mild winters compared to the rest of Montana, but it's still fairly harsh compared to the winters we have in Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks. Now, one of the disadvantages I had in debriefing these Navy, these submarine veterans, was they were in the folding chairs in the audience. They weren't the scientists. They were told what would happen. They were not told how or why it would happen, just that it would. At the time, in my ignorance, I initially thought, well, maybe melting ice in Greenland and the Antarctic. Melting ice in the Arctic wouldn't change anything. It's floating seawater. It wouldn't change the level of the oceans. But it didn't take me long to realize that 1 mile, 1.5 mile thick ice in the Antarctic and 0.5 mile to 1 mile thick ice in Greenland can't possibly melt that fast. It's simply not going to happen. So it had to be another way another place for that water to come from. It turns out it's common knowledge in every university that teaches oceanography the following. First of all, sea levels measured at Cornwall, England. I picked that spot a couple hundred years ago. It's been that way ever since. Pretty far north. It's about as close to the North Pole as Moscow is. Pretty far north. So you get to the equator, sea level is not quite, almost 500 feet above what they call sea level at Cornwall, England. Now, that amounts to literally tens of thousands of cubic miles of water north and south of the equator, held in place by two things, gravity and rotation of the Earth. Most of us, when we were kids, we would take a bucket of water in the backyard and swing it over our heads real fast, and the water didn't come out, did it? Same thing. Anything that disrupts the rotation of the Earth is going to disrupt that bulge of water. That's where the flooding is going to come from, a disruption in the rotation of the Earth. also called a pole shift. Now, I've got different sources telling me different things about how many degrees the pole shift is going to be. Typically, they run about 12, 15 degrees. I think we have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, 27th of November. Let's see. It will be December in how many days? Saturday. It will be December this coming Saturday. Okay. Talking about pole shift. I first ran across the topic of a pole shift. Oh, I guess it's been 18 years ago or so when I started looking into this matter of Planet X. The whole thing sounded rather strange to me, to say the least, but I've since come to learn that pole shifts do happen. They happen. There's been many pole shifts. The North Pole has been in many different places than it is right now. That's easily scientifically verified. That's not even a question. The only question is, when will the next one happen? And, of course, the follow-up question is, how many degrees will that pole shift be? We know where the new North Pole will be. It will be in Siberia. Once again, this is science. We've got a couple of callers I'll be getting to here shortly. many people don't know there's two North Poles. There are. There's not one North Pole. There's two North Poles. Magnetic North, which is where your compass points to, and true North, which is where the Earth rotates around that point. And they're not even close to each other. Magnetic North is moving, has been moving towards Siberia for about 36 centuries. It's been 8 or 9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I had all these people calling me on my radio show, concerned and very upset that they were reading about the numbers on the runway at Tampa Airport, Tampa, Florida Airport, being repainted to reflect the new location of Magnetic North. Of course, they're not aviators, these people that were concerned. Everybody in aviation knows that these numbers have been repainted for decades as Magnetic North moves farther towards Siberia. That's nothing new, unless you're not in aviation, which most people are not in aviation. They don't have a clue what aviation entails. Let's get to some callers here. First, we got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John. Yes.
John here. Hey. Here, go ahead. Yeah.
Very good. You're the second person with whom I've spoken, the first person with whom I've conversed on my 58th birthday today. We're all getting older fast.
Well, and that's what happens. Yes, you hit your feet hit the deck enough times, you get more birthdays.
Yeah. Actually, fortunately, I woke up feeling well today. I'll take that as a little blessing, a birthday blessing from God. But just as I'm getting older and you're getting older, so are the people who were in these meetings. And I had mentioned this to you one time on the air, and you said, oh, well, I have to address that sometime. Since those meetings in 79, many of these sub-vets and who've moved to the Missouri Arkansas Ozarks who are getting older now, some have died. This always reminds me of the early church Christian expectation of the return of Christ. You know, when they eventually realized that this wasn't happening in their lifetime, so this became, you know, an intergenerational thing, which has now gone on for 2,000 years, and Christians still expect the return of Christ. There are various and sundry doctrines about that, but the point is, when it didn't happen to the people who first expected it, it had to be passed on. And I'm seeing this potential phenomenon with the rising sea levels thing in the Navy map and that sort of thing. These people who've moved to the Ozarks may have children and grandchildren who've moved away from that area. Some of them, you know, and completed their educations, gone out and worked their careers and started their families and stuff, and are most of them probably in other areas and would have to resort back to the Ozarks if this started to happen. But so you sort of have an intergenerational mythology that's going to have to recur with this. What do you think about that?
Well, sir, the Pioneer 10 space probe is not watching and tracking mythology. It's watching and tracking Planet X, which has been doing since 1979.
Mythology doesn't mean nonfiction. Does not mean it's fictional, John. That's an academic term, meaning, you know, the story. It's like the saying there's a fiction story and a nonfiction story. That's not to say it's fictional. Not at all.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but this story has scientific verifiable basis to back it up. And of course, the government can and does keep secrets, and the location, the trajectory, the speed of the 10th planet is a well-kept secret that will never be revealed, and if it is, it'll be too late for anybody to do anything about it. But that's my take on it there, Glenn.
So in other words, like, you know, it's because the timing isn't mentioned. I mean, you understand what I'm saying. These folks are getting older and dying off. It's going to have to be passed on.
That's right. It has to be passed on. You're absolutely right.
Right, yeah.
That's right, Glenn. Okay. Thank you, Glenn. We got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. Fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back here on Tuesday the 27th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. It's all new and different. Some things you recognize, some new things you haven't seen before. We're redoing it once again. Around the 15th of December, we'll be launching another version of thelibertyman.com. In the meantime, articles that will inform you and educate you are right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Things that will help friends and neighbors. Now, right there, these are grouped in these tiles of these articles and images in groups of three across. This letter written by this Canadian dentist. He has some pretty serious credentials, Dr. Hardy Limebeck. He was the president of the Canadian Association for Dental Research. Pretty serious credentials. And he begins by saying, why I'm now officially opposed to adding fluoride to drinking water. Another way to say that would be why I'm opposed to putting sodium fluoride inside human beings. He's basically apologizing to his entire country. How humiliating. But he did that. He did the right thing. And it's not just him. There's literally several dozen peer-reviewed articles at the end for citations by a number of qualified scientists all over the world. Very, very serious stuff. Of course, also at my website, you'll find Energy Claims for Sale. At the top of my website, you'll see where it says shop. When you click on shop, you'll see the various things I offer for sale, including the energy cleaner. First thing that popped up there was an image of me getting ready to parachute 18 months ago. Energy cleaner is a healing device. If you have pain issues, arthritis, pain, that doesn't matter the source of the pain, back pain, joint pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, they'll probably help there also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. The mattress pads that go with them, well, they vary in price depending on what you want. We got twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, all available for sale there also. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they go out priority mail with signature confirmation for the energy cleaner. How about that? I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, and I have a toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got open lines. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, John. Thank you. My line keeps getting cut off. So if we get cut off, I'll get you next day or whatever.
Okay.
That's okay. I wanted to ask you on, let's call it your best map, what you perceive to be your best map or one of your better maps. Could you tell me what you see for the Big Island of Hawaii in the future? Terms of ocean rise.
Right. Well, I don't have a map that I can cite other than to encourage you to do the following. First of all, you should already have a topographical map of your area. Do you, Dan?
I do.
Okay. Well, all you need to do is look at the areas that are 500 feet above sea level and the areas that are below 500 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
That's your answer right there. Most of the places where the infrastructure that keeps people alive in Hawaii, including ports to offload supplies, airports, and power generating plants and everything else, are going to be below 500 feet above sea level, below 500 feet elevation.
Almost 100% of them.
Yeah, I would say so. There are some mountainous areas, but there's no infrastructure there of any consequence. So Hawaii is finished, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the Navy map is concerned.
Well, I'm at 1,000 feet, so I'm hoping.
Well, with no electricity, no potable water, no way to get supplies in by ship, no airports to get supplies in, whatever you got is all you will have ever.
Understand, yeah.
Okay.
I got it. Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Dan. Thank you, sir. Call number is 800-313. Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. 800-313-9443. Let's do a look at the Navy map. This bears some discussion. So I'll scroll down here at thelibertyman.com along with you. It's the second tier of tiles there where it says U.S. Navy flood map. I click on that, and we'll have this. I have this thing popped up in front of me here. The country will be split east-west at the Mississippi River Valley. In fact, my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page was at a briefing. This has been 5 or 6 years ago, 7 years ago, doesn't matter. United States Northern Command, U.S. NORTHCOM, had a briefing. They probably had many briefings, but he was at one of them where they were talking about splitting U.S. NORTHCOM east-west at the Mississippi River. They were told what would happen. They were not told why it would happen, just that that was what was going to be taking place. That's it. Of course, Command Sergeant Major Page had been already briefed by myself to let him know why. So he's sitting there quietly smiling to himself, knowing what's going on. And nobody, probably including the people conducting the briefing, knew why. Just that this was orders from higher command. So that's already taken place. All the men, supplies, the equipment, everything split east-west at the Mississippi River. That's already taken place. That's a done deal. Now, there will be a new, two new capitals. Washington, D.C., of course, will be underwater, as will New York and Philadelphia, Boston. The new capital of the whole country will be Denver, Colorado. The eastern capital will be Atlanta, Georgia, the highest altitude major city east of the Mississippi River. So, yes, now I've spent some time in the Smoky Mountains, beautiful part of the country, especially in the fall. The Blue Ridge Parkway is a gorgeous place to drive this time of year, which may be already over as far as seeing the different colored leaves. Beautiful part of the country, low population density, and so forth. That's the good part. The bad part is, how close are they to 80, 85 million people that will become refugees, headed to where they can find high ground? When you look at the areas that will be flooded, you realize there will be probably not just 80 million, but probably closer to 100 million people that will become refugees. From the Canadian border up there in Maine down to the Mexican border with Texas. Probably about 100 million people, maybe more. Now, not all of them will have transportation. Not all of them will get out of Dodge in time. Not all of them will figure out where to go to high ground in time. But there will be millions that will. There'll be millions of people in those areas that will know that the Appalachian Mountains are going to be above water when this thing goes down. That's where they're going to be going. Now, Mississippi River is quite a barrier. It's been a while since I counted bridges. It seems like I counted 20 or 25 bridges between the Gulf of Mexico and the Canadian border across the Mississippi River. Those will be controlled. There's no doubt in my mind. Once this thing kicks in, the military will control those bridges. Who gets to cross them will be a matter for the military to decide. If anybody crosses them at all that's not connected to the government or the military, which that may be the case as well. It's a formidable natural barrier. Mississippi River is a mile wide in many places, maybe wider. One of the largest, it's actually the Missouri-Mississippi River Valley, but Mississippi River is a formidable natural barrier. If you're not west of it when this thing goes down, the odds of getting west of it are dramatically reduced. And I say dramatically. Still possible, but very difficult. So if you're looking at this map with me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, without exception, every Navy veteran, without exception, said that Wisconsin will be wiped out. Now, there's a couple of states that will be basically gone, Wisconsin being one of them, Mississippi, Louisiana being two more, most of Alabama, all of Florida, of course. And, I got my engineer had a question for me, and the answer is yes. That's taken care of. Look at the West Coast. Now, it doesn't look nearly as severe as the East Coast. The flooding comes inland typically about 100 miles, sometimes not even that far on one hand. On the other, that's where the people are. From the Mexico border at San Diego there, where it's in the news every day right now, all day long, because that's where the illegal aliens are attempting to gain entry, all the way up to the Canadian border. But these areas in California that will be flooded, that's where literally tens of millions of people live, literally tens of millions in those areas. Oregon, not so much so. Washington State, not so much so, although the heavily populated parts of Washington State will be underwater. Metro Seattle area, Metro Portland in Oregon. Looking at the Gulf Coast, Texas takes damage about 100 miles inland. Most of Louisiana will be underwater. Most Mississippi is pretty much gone. The eastern part of Arkansas underwater. The extreme eastern parts of Missouri, extreme eastern parts of Iowa, extreme eastern parts of Minnesota, and so forth. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. Hey, those fellow that called up and questioned about your talking about going into the Ozarks, there's a lot of advantages other than not being washed away in a flood to living in the Ozarks. One of them is it's reasonable priced land. There's good people there. As a retired person, it's a wonderful place to live. The taxes are low. You can have small farms. You can do everything you can do anywhere else in the Ozarks. I don't see the downside of it. No matter if you just don't want to be washed away, there are other things about them.
Right, right. Well, the main downside would be gainful employment, depending on what your skill sets are. That's an issue, which is one reason the property values are so low, is because many types of employment are not readily accessible on one hand. On the other, there's always workarounds, and people who want work will always find work, won't they, John?
Exactly. I've never had a problem. You know, I found too much work.
Understood.
On a farm. But if you think the only reason to go to the Ozarks is to not get washed away in a flood, that's not exactly true. It's a wonderful place to live.
Absolutely.
You have a farm in Wright County and enjoy the daylights out of it.
Well, that's great. That's the way it should be, John.
And I want to make one other statement. Because of listening to you, that's the reason I went there. So thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. And where'd you relocate from?
Well, I originally am from north of Baltimore, actually in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Pennsylvania line area. But I've been living in basically east of Sedalia for about 10, 12 years. And we've always wanted to go down there and to the Ozarks, and so about a year ago we bought a farm down there.
Outstanding.
And, looking to retire there, and I just wanted to say I think it's a wonderful place, not just because I'm going there. It's a wonderful place.
Well, we're glad to hear that, and we're glad for you. Don't be a stranger, John. You're welcome to call anytime.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. The call number is 800-313-9443. It's a true statement for me to say that it's very humbling to meet people like John, for example. When I was in Dallas 3 weeks ago, I met people who have done what John's done. They've relocated from another state to the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks because of listening to myself and my radio show and drawing their own conclusions. They don't just listen to me. They do their own independent research, their own independent homework, to reach the conclusion that what I'm saying would be the best thing for them and their family to do. And it's very humbling to know that I had some role to play in people making a major life decision. Now, selling a home and buying another one is a major decision on one hand. Selling your home and moving 1,000 miles away is a really big deal, to say the least. Of course it is. And it's very humbling to know that I played a role in it, and I'm very grateful that if people are enjoying what they're doing, quite frankly. Now, there's people who I've read recently, a writer was saying that Norman Rockwell's America is gone. Well, if there's any place where Norman Rockwell's America still exists, at least to a certain extent, it would be in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks. Here's our last break this hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of November. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dave from Planet Earth. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. A little bit under the weather here, as you can tell from my voice, but I was wondering three things. The first one is, do you have any information on how quickly the pole shift would occur? In other words, how quickly the flooding would occur, and would there be time for people to get out
well,
of those,
yeah,
the cool-like areas.
The one Navy veteran that I debriefed, he went on to get a PhD along with a couple of masters. He paid very close attention to this briefing. He said that once these events kick in, it will take about 30 days for the sea levels to change and get to their new levels, about 30 days. It may take two of those 4 weeks may be unknown to most people most of the time. It will be an incremental rise over 30 days, but that's what they were told in the briefing. And of course, these briefings are conducted by scientists that are giving their best. You know, a lot of what scientists do is educated guesswork, because the records from when it's happened the last time are 3,600 years ago are pretty sketchy, to say the least. But that's what the Navy scientists were saving, was about 30 days.
Well, okay, so there would be there may not be a huge loss of life due to sudden flooding then, but there would be a massive movement at some point, and people
there
may
would
get
be
stuck.
There would be. Now, yeah. You may want to look, Dave, look at a map. We've all seen the maps of the FEMA camps. Superimpose that map on top of the Navy map, and you're going to see that most of the FEMA camps, majority of them, are not in the areas that will be flooded.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to, you
That's
know, I've been saying
move.
For years, you know, the concern in the Patriot community, oh, they're going to lock up the Christians, oh, they're going to lock up the conservatives. Well, that's possible. It's just as possible that these FEMA camps are simply going to be for the refugees that the government knows are going to be become refugees.
Yeah. Well, you know, it might be nice if they told us ahead of time so people could prepare and relocate in effective ways. You're going to have skyscrapers half underwater and half sticking up, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, and the second question is, if areas are going to be flooded and the equatorial high water zone will move, doesn't that mean that there will probably be areas that will be exposed at the shoreline?
There will shoreline be. There'll be new land masses that will be uncovered. That's right. There will be new land masses. Yeah.
Right. And thirdly, the economic effect of this, who can imagine?
Well, the world as we know would never exist again in our lifetimes, and to say the least, you know, our ancestors 12,000 years ago could split the atom and fly. We know that because the evidence is all around us if you know where to look. And it took 12,000 years to get back to the point where we could split the atom again.
Well, you know, the other discussion you had a few weeks ago about the planet, about the satellites, a number of satellites being up there that are very ancient, I found that very interesting. I've got to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, well, look at the Pepsi commercial that came out 3 years ago. That's kind of fun. Dave, we're out of time this hour. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Got to have our break. We hope to be back with Leon Green. Dave, take care of that cough, and we'll be back after the break.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.